It's a blessing to be in the Lord's house this morning. I thank the Lord for his mercy and his grace for letting us be here. Appreciate everybody that's here. We appreciate all our visitors and every individual. Glad you're here in God's house this morning. I have a scripture came on my heart I want to read. It's in the 107th Psalm. It starts out, "Give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy." Wonderful scriptures. We'll ask you to stand for a moment. We'll have a prayer as we pray. Precious Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for all you do for us. God, thank you most of all that you gave your son to die on the cross and raised him from the dead, and he's alive and reaches out to us. And God, we're glad that when you speak to us with your Holy Spirit that we can be redeemed. And God, when we are, it's most precious. God, we thank you today for letting us be in your house and for your mercy and your grace. God, please help us in this service today. Speak powerfully to people's hearts. We ask you these things in Jesus' name and amen. You may be seated. We'll turn over to the choir. Brother Taylor.
Page 176.
Oh,
page 172. down and we'll turn it over to our pastor.
Good to be here this morning. I had an inkling my pastor was going to call on me. It's funny how the Lord works. And I'm always impressed because he knows a whole lot more than we do. Like I said, it's good to be here. If we have any visitors, you're certainly welcome in this house. We're glad to have you. Appreciate you being here. I was reading over in Romans a little bit. And Paul was talking to the Romans about the trouble they would face for trying to serve God. And kind of like what we face today. If you read the news and pay attention to what's going on in the world, Christians seem to be under a constant battle. And it's okay to do everything else in this world, but be a Christian, it seems like. And I'm glad that we have our Lord to support us. And I read what Paul tells the Romans over here. Verse 18, it's in the 8th chapter. "For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed unto us." So as I tell Carolyn, I almost hate to look at the news. I hate to watch the news. But I'm encouraged. I'm not downhearted. I'm not discouraged because we've got God on our side. And again, I even think I could use some of these things to compare to the physical problems we have. It seems like you get older and you wake up and your knee hurts, your hip hurts, but we'll not grumble because God promises a better place to go to. So I'll ask you to stand at this time. We'll see if we've got any prayer requests. Anybody got a unspoken? See a lot of unspoken prayer requests. Any spoken requests? Absolutely. And Dallas Gooden's boy, that's pray for that family. Sad situation. To lose one so soon to losing the father. So, anyone else? Everybody, I always want to do that. Pray for the lost. Remember that prayer request. Anyone else? Yeah. Bless her. Certainly remember that request. Anyone else? Oh, yeah. Pray for Doug Thompson. Yeah. Not feeling good. Anyone else?
Remember my sister's husband ago. He had cancer treatment probably a couple months ago. So he went back to work state to check. They did procedure to check to see if it was okay. Mm-hmm.
remember that request. Dallas or Christ? Anyone else? Yeah, buddy.
When this world gets hard on you, starts to beat you down, and you go back there, and can show you what you were just talking about, that there's something better coming than I'm thinking.
Right. Appreciate that. Yeah, buddy. Appreciate that. Remember the loss for sure. Anyone else? Remember that heartfelt request. Anyone else? Got something on your heart? Fellas, family. Anyone else? Remember that? Anyone else? I don't know about you, but it's encouraging to me to hear so many requests.
Yeah.
Sometimes we, at least I do, try to solve things on my own when we've got the church to help us pray. So appreciate these requests. Anyone else before we go to prayer? If not, let's Brother Ryan to lead us.
Yeah.
going to ask at this time if there's someone with a special song on their heart, one they want to sing. Let's pray for Brent.
Your prayers. This is so hard, but it gives me something to do. I want to do it because he has a purpose in it. I pray so. I was in sin's prison, oh, so dark and cold, just a lost sheep wandering from God's eternal fold. Then the door swung open, Jesus spoke to me, I have signed your pardon, now you may go free. Jesus signed my pardon, this I truly know, took my place at Calvary, now I won't have to go. All my life I'll give him, he gave his for me. When he signed my pardon there at Calvary, when my Savior led me from that awful place, I could hear the angels, they sang Amazing Grace. I knew that I was pardoned from life's sin and shame, so I joined their singing, well, glory to his name. Jesus signed my pardon, this I truly know, took my place at Calvary, now I won't have to go. All my life I'll give him, he gave his for me. When he signed my pardon there at Calvary, now my life's worth living since I've been set free. I'm glad that he was willing to save a wretch like me. Now I have a mansion, not a prison wall. Jesus signed my pardon. Oh, yes, he paid it all. Jesus signed my pardon. This I truly know. Took my place at Calvary, now I won't have to go. All my life I'll give him, he gave his for me. When he signed my pardon there at Calvary.
Appreciate that good song. Anyone else have a song in their heart?
Thank you.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah, buddy. Appreciate that. Yeah, I don't reckon I can't understand God's love. It's bigger than me. Because in myself, if I'm not where I'm supposed to be, don't have that much love in the Adam man. I don't anyway. But with God's help, we can love everybody. It amazes me. And it is all God's love. So, anyone else got a thought or a song before I turn it over to Pastor? If not.
Well, it's good to be here this morning. I appreciate what I feel this morning. Appreciate Sunday school, opening up the service and testimonies, and just getting to be with God's people. What a blessing it is to be here. And I want to thank the Lord for the revival that we had at Pleasant View. It's been mentioned a time or two this morning. And I appreciate it. And I appreciate those of you got to come, those that prayed. And I really felt like a lot of you prayed. And Brother Neil Wireman III's pastor up there, and God's really blessing him to pastor that church, and they were just really on fire this week, and God just moved in such a great way. And had one lady got saved. She's 76 years old. Had a young lady came to the altar and prayed, didn't get satisfied, and had a number of folks that rededicated that moved real powerful. And so keep praying for them. I feel like God spoke to a lot of folks up there that didn't respond yet, and I hope to hear about them responding. So I just wanted to tell you that. I want you to pray this morning, and I want to read from the book of 2 Timothy, if you've got your Bible with me. I want to read there. 2 Timothy, I want to start in chapter 1 and verse 70. Excuse me, verse 7. Sorry, chapter 1 and verse 7 in the book of Timothy. I'll give you a moment to get there. I want you to really pray. I want to preach this morning about our testimony. Now, our testimony is very important. If you're saved by the grace of God, you have a testimony, and you need to share it. Now, the scripture that I read opening up, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. That's God's people. Those that are saved by the grace of God need to be saying so. And we do that in more than one way. We do it by how we live and how we act and how we present ourselves and what we do. That's part of our message. But let the redeemed of the Lord say so includes saying so, verbalizing, being able to tell something about the Lord. So anyway, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Be thou not therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God, who hath saved us." That's enough reading. I want you to really pray this morning. And that even connects with the scripture that Brother Dave read in his opening up. And I appreciate that, what he said in the scripture he read. I want to mention this. The verse he read was one of the verses I read in revival this week. And so that's just another example of God putting minds and hearts together. And I appreciate that. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I'm glad that when I was a lost boy, I'm glad there were people testifying about the Lord. And I came to church and I heard the gospel preached, and I appreciate that. And I want y'all to pray this morning. I'd like to see somebody get saved this morning. I'll tell you something that got my attention along with the gospel, and perhaps before the gospel, really touched my heart. I'd hear my mom and dad talk about getting saved, and sometimes when they'd have maybe friends over and they'd get to talking. Sometimes they'd get to sharing their experiences about when they got saved. I had a grandma and grandpa that I heard them tell that they were saved by the grace of God. And as a boy, before I was ever saved, I'd think, boy, that's really something. And I remember thinking, I want to get that someday. I want to have that. And so the testimony is important. And so let the redeemed of the Lord say so. And what Timothy said back there, don't be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord. And don't be ashamed of the testimony that we've got of each other. I'm telling you what, if you're saved by God's grace, you've got something to tell that the world needs to hear. And one of my favorite scriptures is where I really want to preach from this morning. I don't need to read there, but I'll just share it with you. But it's a very familiar scripture. It's in the 4th chapter of the book of John, when Jesus met a Samaritan woman at the well. And I'll just give you a little bit of the first parts of that, leading up to where I really want to get to. Where I really want to get to is the 39th verse in that 4th chapter. But listen, Jesus was there at the well. And the Bible said he was tired, he was weary, and he sat down there at the well. But then a Samaritan woman came by. And folks, it was no coincidence that Jesus was there where she came. I'm glad he was where I was at when I needed his help. And when he began to talk to her, he asked her for a drink of water. And she said, "You're a Jew and I'm a Samaritan. Why would you ask me a drink of water? Because our people have no dealings." You know, it reminds me of the attitude of people because we're human. I've talked to many people who said, "I wouldn't mind to come to your church, but I wouldn't fit in. That's just not my background." Well, I want you to know, when you get saved by the grace of God, you fit in God's church because God puts you in it. And so Jesus told that woman, said, "If you knew the gift of God and you knew who it was that asked you a drink of water," he said, "you'd ask me a drink of water and I'd give you a drink of living water that you'd never thirst anymore." Well, that shocked that woman, and she began to ask him questions. And all down through here, I'm not going into all the questions because I want to get to the point more directly, but I will get to this point. I'm glad that when the Lord begins to speak to us, he's got what we need to hear. And she said to him, she said, "Well, I know that the Messiah is coming, which is called Christ." Somebody had told her the Messiah was coming. But she said, "I know the Messiah is coming, which is called Christ." And Jesus said, "I that speak to thee am he." And I want you to know, he's here this morning. How do you know, preacher? Because I can feel the Holy Spirit. And so I praise God. And so now, when Jesus told that woman that, and she trusted him and she believed that, she had a change of heart. And it's expressed, what a great expression. She came up there with her water pots to get water. But after Jesus had spoken to her and she trusted Jesus, she had something more important to do. She left her water pots at the well, left them behind, and went back to town. She had a testimony to share. She went back to town to tell her people what had been going on. She went back to town and she told the people. She said, I met a man that told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ?" Well, she got the people's attention. They began to listen to her. But now, let me read this 39th verse here to you in the 4th chapter of the book of John. "And many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him for the sayings of the woman, which testified, 'He told me all that ever I did.'" Are you testifying? Let me ask you a question. Have you told anybody anything about Jesus lately? Have you invited somebody to church lately? Have you given your testimony lately, either in church or out of church? You know, sometimes God will stir your heart and you'll be able to talk to somebody, maybe at work or at school or a neighbor or a friend or a family member. Like I said, I'm glad I've heard my grandma and my grandpa testify about being saved. I'm glad I heard my mom and dad testify about being saved. I had a good friend, and have a good friend, still got him, named Rodney Mason. He was about a year younger than me, but he got saved a few years before I did. I've heard him testify about being saved, and I thought, boy, I'd really like to get that in my life someday. His testimony meant something to me. So when this woman here, this Samaritan woman, praise God, she went and told the people. She testified, "He told me all that I did." So let me go on here, verse 40. "So when the Samaritans were coming to him, they besought him that he would tarry with them, and he abode there 2 days." So Jesus saved this Samaritan woman. She went back into town and told it. She testified, and they came to Jesus, and they wanted to find out more about him. Well, I'm telling you what, if you're here today and you want to find out more about Jesus, obey the Holy Spirit.
When I was a lost boy, I thought, I don't know enough about the Lord. I thought, I don't know how to pray. I thought, I don't know how to get saved. But I knew enough. I knew the gospel had told me I was lost. The testimonies I'd heard told me there was something I needed that I didn't have. And the gospel told me that. And so when I came to the altar, I praised God, even though I didn't feel like I knew how to pray. I didn't feel like I knew how to get saved. God spoke to me, and God led me to salvation. And when I trusted Jesus, God saved my soul. He washed me and made me white in the blood of the Lamb. Somebody needs to get saved this morning. And so let me read the rest of this. So when the Samaritans were coming to him, they besought him that he would tarry with them, and he abode there 2 days. And many more believed because of his own word. So, see, she testified about it, and they trusted that, they believed it. But then they come and saw Jesus for themselves, and listen what it said down here. And listen, many of them believed because of his own word. Verse 42, and said unto the woman, now we believe, not because of thy saying, for we have heard him ourselves. And listen to this, and we know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. So she didn't save him, but her testimony helped him and led him to Jesus. If you're here today, you need, listen, there's two things I want to say. If you're saved, you need to be testifying. And if you're lost, you need to be listening to the testimony of God's people that moves in the Spirit. And you need to listen to the gospel, and you need to come and get saved. Let me ask you a question here today. I'm not asking you to raise your hand. No, but I believe there are people here today that are thinking about what I'm about to say. I've heard mommy testify. I've heard daddy testify. I've heard grandma testify. I've heard grandpa testify. I've heard a friend testify. I've heard somebody testify. Boy, praise God for testimony. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Are you saying so? If you're saved by God's grace, are you saying anything about Jesus? Do you ever bring him up? Let me tell you this. When I first got saved, I wanted to tell everybody about Jesus. I wanted to tell everybody I was saved. Well, after I'd been saved a little while, and I guess just kind of got a little bit cold, a little bit indifferent, I began to get shy again. I didn't want to say it too much. I wanted to kind of keep it to myself. Well, God stirred my heart, and God let me know I needed to tell it. God's even put it on my heart a time or two. I remember once when I was working in a factory, and there were some guys there, and they were friendly enough, and I liked them enough, and I guess they liked me enough. But God put it on my heart one day when we were together to mention to them about salvation. They seemed astonished, and some of them even act like it annoyed them. But this is the interesting part. After we went back to our jobs, kind of one by one, not all of them, but almost all of them, come back around when they'd look around, nobody else was looking. They didn't want anybody to see them asking me about Jesus. But one by one, most of them came back around. They said, do you really believe what you was telling us over there? I said, yeah, I believe it with my whole heart. They said, well, how do you really feel? Ask me questions. How did you get saved? How did you get that? And I was able to tell them about it. Well, I was kind of nervous when I first testified to them, but God knows what he's doing. If God gives you a testimony, even if people was to reject it, if God gives it to you, it still needs to be told. It needs to be shared. And so think about this. If you hear today and you haven't been telling anybody about Jesus, pray about it. Ask God, say, God, help me to have the spirit and the zeal. Help me to be able to share that with somebody. Help me to be able to invite somebody to church. Help me to be able to tell somebody about Jesus. I'll tell you this. I heard this story some while back, and it really touched my heart. There's this man that God put it on his heart to invite a fellow that he worked with to come to church with him. Well, the fellow that he worked with was real kind of obnoxious that he worked with, and they just didn't have any kind of a relationship at all. And when God put on his heart to invite that fellow to church, he said, "Why, God, I don't want to invite him to church. I don't want to even be around him at work. I don't want him to take him to church with me." But God kept putting it on his heart. So he asked the guy, said, "Listen, I want you to come to church with me. I think they were getting ready to have a revival." And the guy said, "You really mean you're inviting me to church?" He said, "Yeah." And the guy said, "Okay, I'll come." And so it shocked him. And the guy come to church. And make the story short, after a little while, the guy got saved. And here's the good part about it. Not too long down the road, the man that did the inviting, he said, "That fellow that I invited from work, he's my best friend. God made the best friend out of a fellow that he didn't even like. God can do things that are so wonderful we can't even imagine. We need to be willing to testify. We need to be willing to invite people to church. Listen, and if you're here today, and like I said, I've been preaching about this too. If you're lost today, and God's got your attention, and you realize you need Jesus. If you're lost, you're on the way to hell. Please don't stay lost and go to hell. Come and get saved. Let's all stand. Let's sing us a song. I would to God today that somebody would do what the Lord's wanting. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. If you're saved, you got something to tell. If you're saved, you got a testimony to share. If you're saved, you got something that people need to know about. And listen, if you're lost, you need to listen to these testimonies. You need to listen to what God's saying. You need to listen to the gospel. And if you're here today and lost, you might be shy and backwards and all that. And you might have questions. You might have 1,000 questions. Don't let that keep you from coming to the altar. Come and God can answer your questions. Well, sing anytime you're ready. Somebody needs to come this morning. Somebody needs to come. Yeah. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And that's able to wash everybody's sins away. He washed all of mine away. If you'll trust him, he'll wash all yours away. I just feel like walking back this way a little bit. Get closer to you. Maybe you can hear me good. Listen, if you're here and you're not saved, would you come and seek the Lord? God loves you and God cares for you and cares about you. You can have Jesus today. God's here. I can feel him. I've got the presence of God in my soul. I've got a burden for some people that are here. If you're one that needs to come and pray, if you're out of fellowship with God, you can come get right. You can come get things made right if you're out of fellowship. Then you can have a powerful testimony again. Would you come right now, right here? And if you're not saved, you need to come and get saved. Please obey the Lord. Let God have his way in your life this morning. Amen. Please come. Please come. I feel like somebody needs to come. It's not up to me to make you come, not up to me to pressure you. But it's up to me to tell you what God puts on my heart to invite you to come. Would you come today? Come on, my friend. Come on. Come on. Obey the Lord. Amen. Amen. That's good. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Praise God, that's enough. Doesn't have to be anything else. That does the job completely. It does it wonderfully. It does it in such a way that it makes a new creature out of us. I'm glad I've been washed in the blood of Jesus. I can't explain all about how that works. I've been preaching a long time, been saved a long time. I know it works, and I know it's real. For me to tell you exactly how God does everything he does, I couldn't explain all that to you. It's not necessary for me to. God knows how it works, and God does what needs to be done when it needs to be done. I still feel like somebody needs to come today. And maybe just give us one more verse. If you're here, and listen, let me say this. I want to say this before we sing. I've told this quite a few times. First time I came to the altar, Rodney and I were sitting together over on the side in the old building. Rodney kind of leaned over and touched me on the arm. He said, "Terry, are you feeling like you need to go pray?" I said, "Yeah, I really do." He said, "I'll go with you if you want me to." I said, "Okay." And so we got up together, Rodney and I, got up together, and I went to the altar. And so if God was to put it on your heart to do what Rodney did that day, if you need to ask somebody, do you need to go pray,
Don't just do it on your own, but if God's Holy Spirit inspires you, do it. You might be a help to somebody like Rodney was me. But whatever your need is today, whatever your case is, sing and come while we sing. Please obey the Lord. Please come. Amen. Thank the Lord for those good songs. Any words from anybody or anything on your heart? Any announcements? I will tell you there's a homecoming going on down at Samaria. That's where Brother Jordan Martin's a pastor. Going on today, Stone Hunter and Neil Wireman III are preaching that. I don't know who's preaching which service, doesn't matter. But anyway, that homecoming service is going on down there today. And next Sunday, there'll be homecoming at Lighthouse in Lafayette. So remember those. Then the 21st of this month, I believe it is, be an annual meeting at whatever the date is, the third Saturday in this month. We've got an annual association meeting. That's at Samaria Missionary Baptist Church. That's on Saturday. It starts at 10 o'clock. Anything else? You got something? Okay. Come here.
Almost forgot. Saturday from 9 to 11, the ladies are meeting here to input recipes. So if you can come and help us type out the recipes for the cookbook, we're having a little typing party. I have a couple extra computers, but you're welcome to bring your own. And we all log into the site at the same time, and we just are going to divide up the recipes that have all been turned in, and we're going to put the recipes into a database so that they can be printed into the book. That's from 9 to 11. So if you are typing skilled, please join us for doing that. The other thing I wanted to announce, and it's kind of, it's not really early. October 5th, we are having a young adults meeting at the Hendrickson's house, and that's from at 6:30, and we are asking for you to take a night off from being a parent and get a babysitter. That is October 5th at 6:30 for young adults.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate those. Any other announcements? I will share one more announcement with you. Preacher Paul Wayne Gooden, a pastor down at Ebenezer Baptist Church down near Pineville, Kentucky, is going to be with us on the 13th of October. So remember that. Anything else? Amen. Yes. Please come to Sunday school and please bring your children. If you can bring your grandchildren or your neighbor's children, your children, bring everybody's children to Sunday school that's willing to come. Anything else? All right, if not, we look to the Lord. I ask Brother Ronnie Martin to pray dismissal.